For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. A week from today, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open right now at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Have you been watching the Western Conference Finals?
Yep, watched every bit of it.
When you watch the game, do you tend to think at all to yourself, what would the Nuggets be doing here? Should they be playing?
No.
It doesn't even cross your mind, like, could the Nuggets beat Dallas?
Well, they could beat Dallas. They could beat Minnesota. They can beat Boston. They were 2-0 against Boston. They can also lose to any of those teams. I don't know. No, I mean,
that's some analysis. They can win
and they can lose.
They can lose.
Well,
I mean, that type of analysis you will not get anywhere else in Morning Drive, not only in Denver, but quite possibly on planet Earth.
57 wins during the season kind of sums up where the Nuggets are, and that means that they can beat virtually anyone they play.
Yeah.
They didn't do it at the time they needed to do it, in albeit a seventh game in the second half.
Right.
Most pointedly in the final 4.5 minutes of the game. But be that as it may, the Nuggets are done. I don't think whimsically about the Nuggets at all. I look clinically at the matchup that is going on right now and how it relates to the Celtics in the finals.
Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Well, Timberwolves do avoid elimination. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night. All the games have been close. Do you believe this is a series again, meaning, Minnesota still has to win three more games in a row, or is this really setting up to be a gentleman's sweep when you listen to Anthony Edwards after the game? What caught my attention was, we just didn't want to get swept. We didn't want to get embarrassed. We just didn't want to get swept. Okay, they avoided that.
Yeah.
Now, we know what the mindset is. We know what the motivation is. But I think in some ways there is more motivation not to get embarrassed.
Yeah.
I think that of all emotions, that one rises to the top more quickly. Now, can you find a way to win three more games? So do you think we're still looking at a gentleman's sweep? The series gets extended? Or do you think this is legitimately a series again?
I think it comes back to Dallas for game six.
I think if it comes back to Dallas for game six, my money's on Minnesota winning this series.
All righty.
And ironically, it literally is.
It literally is. Here's what I think that the Mavericks continue to be the better team. Now, they didn't win last night. There were some statistical anomalies relative to the rest of the series. that you give credit to Minnesota for because they defended last night.
What were those anomalies? Do tell.
13 of 40 shooting from Irving and Doncic. Pretty atypical. They've shot extremely well during this series. They didn't last night. Now, you can either say shots weren't falling or Minnesota played closer to the defensive types of effort and team that they've been all season long. Dallas right. only ended up with 100 points last night. They'd been averaging right around 109, 110, something like that in the three previous games, all of which they won. So, yeah, at the very least, Minnesota's going home down 3-1, mm-hmm. and it doesn't become a series again until and if they can win game five. And that's a statement of the obvious because it's four games and you're done.
I'll tell you what is not a statistical anomaly. Anthony Edwards scores 29,
mm-hmm.
but he has to shoot the ball 25 times to get there.
He hasn't been great.
He hasn't.
Offensively, he has not been great.
He has put up numbers in terms of mm-hmm. total points,
yeah.
but this basically, when you include last night, this has been his, what, seventh poor shooting game in a row?
Well, and he had six turnovers.
Right.
And those are the numbers that you got. I mean, I pay attention to those. I mean, he had.
So he's an assist short of a triple-double.
Right. Right.
And you want to go all negative and say, oh, it's six turnovers.
Oh, no. I'm not going to say that at all. I'm going to say this is a place where statistics can be misleading.
Well, his
defensive statistics were a hell of a lot better than his offense.
Think about this just for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I said to you, a guy scored 29 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, you would say what? He'd had a great game?
I'd say it's a pretty good game.
Oh, you wouldn't say it's a pretty good game. You'd say it's a fantastic
okay,
game.
Well, why do you ask me and then tell me what I would say? I would say that's a good game, and then I would say,
yeah.
having done basketball the way that I've done it for yeah. about 30 years,
right.
I would say, how many shots did he take? What kind of volume? What kind of floor game did he play?
Yeah.
He was only plus 7.
Now, let's flip it around.
All right.
This guy had 6 turnovers, shot 62% from the free throw line, and shot 44% from the field. What kind of game is that? I won't correct you, I promise. Right.
It's not a great offensive night.
He was a teeter-totter.
He was back and forth. Now, where he was good was he was good defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And Minnesota was good defensively.
Right.
And there were moments, I mean, the three that he hit late was timely. Edwards gets a lot of shots up. But he does, and when you're getting shots up, some are going to fall. 11 went through the basket last night. Sometimes it's when are you shooting it? When are you knocking it down?
Right.
What are you noticing about the timing of the game? Is it at a point where the other team is pushing you back and you stop the bleeding? So he was good in that regard last night.
Right.
But you're right. His volume of shooting, number of turnovers. Yeah.
I want to ask you
yes.
both something. I don't gamble a lot, and I know you don't gamble at all.
No.
But I'm wondering how to read this. This is a serious question here. So I bet $40 back in January that Minnesota would win the West and go to the NBA Finals. So after they beat the Nuggets, okay, so $40 to win 360,
yep.
8-1 odds. When the Nuggets won, when the Timberwolves won their series against the Nuggets, the cash out was at 200. Yeah. Now, I'm leaving 160 on the table.
Right.
With the Mavericks up 3-0, before yesterday's game, there was no cash out opportunity.
Right.
As you might imagine, that's not surprising. So now you have Minnesota that's won one game. What do you think the cash out is this morning, if you had to guess, knowing Minnesota still needs to win three more games?
$1.50.
$150?
I don't know.
I would say no idea. $3. Like that, $3.
That's what I would think. I would think it would be incredibly low. Okay. It's $50.
Okay.
That to me is really high.
Huh.
That I can make money, $10, on this bet, and Minnesota has to win three more games in a row, which is four games in a row. And that's never been done.
What will it be done if they win on, what will the number look like if they win on?
I have absolutely no idea. That's why I find it to be so puzzling that I could cash out. It's not a lot of money. I would still figure it would be below that 40 because it has never been done in playoff history. I know you don't gamble a lot. You gamble a little bit. Is that right?
I do.
So you understand this stuff. What does that say to you that it's a $50 cash out on a $40 bet on something that has never been done before? That says to me that Vegas believes this is actually possible.
They like Minnesota's chances at least, you know, making it a competitive series.
I think they like it more than that.
Why wouldn't they? Games have been close. It's been very competitive.
Right.
Not much difference between the two. Timberwolves going home for this next one. Hey, they win this next one, and they'll be favored. I haven't seen the line on it yet, but they'll be favored at home. That puts a lot of pressure on the Mavericks.
Here's just another way to put it. Why are you giving a gambler free money on something that has never happened in NBA history, and there is still a long way to go?
That's interesting.
I guess the only answer is you believe it's possible. You believe it's legitimately possible that Minnesota could actually come back and win this series. And I do believe if this game goes a game six, I think all the pressure is on the Mavericks.
No question. No question.
And oh, by the way, when you look at Kyrie Irving, everyone is fawning over Kyrie Irving, and he has turned things around, and he's a big reason why the Mavericks are doing what they're doing. And he's been good in this series for a couple of games, for sure.
Wasn't good last night.
But I got to tell you, he's been up and down.
Yeah.
And you know what? I said this to you in break yesterday. I'm not so sure. I feel confident Minnesota winning a title with Karl Anthony Towns. He just does dumb things on the floor.
Look
at how he fouled out yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
He jumps right into Doncic, shooting a three. And then you think later in the game, yes, eventually you might win a title with Anthony Edwards. He's young. He's 22. Karl Anthony Towns is not. And then you have Anthony Edwards foolishly fouling Luka Doncic on a three when he literally might as well have had his eyes closed, his ankles taped together, and one arm tied behind his back.
There were a couple of moments like that that were a little bit head shaking.
And you really wonder, is this team basketball IQ high enough to win a title? At least where we sit today.
Well, I mean,
when your two best players make really bad decisions.
Well, they're down 3-1 in the NBA's version of the Final Four. So the answer, or the present metrics would tell you no, they're not good enough to win a championship. But the situation remains fluid. And I'm with you. I think as you sit here today, I know you well enough to know that you think Minnesota will win this next game. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm wondering if it's a gentleman's sweep. I really am.
It could be, certainly. Right?
I don't want to go too far into this. I'll be brief about it. Let's just go 1 minute on this. If Luka and Kyrie play their best game, if Edwards and Kat play their best game, all tomorrow night, who wins?
Mm.
You just went for 15 seconds. I said we only had a minute. Now we're down to 45.
Yeah, but just think about what the pearl of wisdom is going to sound like right at the deadline. I would say, I don't know. I don't think there's much to choose from in that situation.
By the way, Derek Lively didn't play last night, did he?
No, he didn't.
I think that's a key.
It was last night. Yeah. I think. Yeah. You know.
That's huge.
But
and he's going to be back.
And he'll be back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the big three, if you include PJ Washington, and he's not one of the big three, but he's one of the big two and a half.
Big two and a half.
He didn't play well last night.
Right.
You had three guys shooting the ball horribly that have been the offensive engine, and they lost a game that down the stretch they could have won.
Right.
So your brain would tell you if you get those three guys just playing moderately better, their chances to win improve exponentially.
Coming up after the break, just how much does the NFL have a hold on us in the media, the fan base? It's nuts enough to me that it's basically a semi-national holiday when the schedule comes out.
Yeah.
But now we're talking about practice. Now we're talking about when are the teams going to practice during the offseason. This is a big story. In baseball, nobody cares. Basketball, nobody cares. Soccer, even probably overseas, nobody cares. But here, it's a huge deal. Now we have to talk about it. That's next.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Week from today, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, and more. Auction is open right now at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you want your friends to look at your truck, your 4x4, and say, man, that is the coolest ride in town, all you have to do is take that truck or 4x4 to High Country Performance 4x4. They only sell and use the top brands to do rebuild, seasonal inspections, custom fabrication, and more. If you want to see what your truck or your 4x4 can look like, just go online to hcp4x4.com. That's hcp4x4.com, and see the pictures of what they could do. It is absolutely breathtaking to see how creative the crew is at High Country Performance 4x4. Check them out online or check them out in Englewood. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
As Allen Iverson would famously say, we're talking about practice. NFL Players Association finalizing a proposal that calls for the elimination of voluntary practices. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
In favor of longer training camp ramp-up period.
There you go.
Okay.
Right.
Right. Chad Brown, by the way, former NFL player, former All-Pro, longtime broadcaster, reptile guy, will be joining us at 8:15 to talk about this. Current off-season schedule consists of a voluntary 9-week program that begins in mid-April, which includes different programs like meetings, on-field training drills, you know, individual stuff, organized team activities. Program wraps up in mid-June. Then the players have about 6 weeks off. According to reports, most players are in favor of the proposed changes, while medical and performance experts believe that more time off after the season, followed by a longer ramp-up period ahead of training camp, could help players avoid soft tissue injuries. That's what the NFLPA is putting out there.
All right.
I haven't heard anything positive.
No, I haven't heard much. We were chatting between break or between segments. I would like to know who they're talking to, because most of the feedback.
Shelby Harris
has been very negative.
Shelby Harris was the first outspoken person about this on social media.
Not too happy about it.
No.
I don't disagree with the period ahead of training camp could help the players avoid soft tissue injuries, because you can do a very soft launch to
right.
things. I mean, I get that.
It depends on how it looks.
Look,
it's not going to be, well, now training camp is going to be 9 weeks. No. I would think they'd be smart enough to say,
feather it
okay,
in.
Well said.
Yeah, just feather it in, and that's how it looks. My biggest deal is the NFL, which commands the news cycle, which is in this case a 365-day news cycle. And we've talked about this a lot. There is no entity on earth that commands the attention that the NFL does.
They do it for roughly 10 and a half to 11 months.
Exactly.
You have that dead period in between the end of OTAs up until training camp.
Right. So you're going to make that 2 months instead of 1 month? It doesn't seem very NFL-ish, but I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here because everybody's got a chip to play.
Let's play a game here. So the owners want the NFL to be in the news cycle as much as possible. Right? You think.
I think that's been their history, yes.
I don't think the players really care.
No.
I think the owners do. But how much do they care? So let's play a little game here. I'll be the owners.
Okay.
And you be the NFLPA, okay? And convince me that this should be the new process, even though we are losing some of the news cycle. Go.
Hey, guys.
Convince me.
I know that we've got a very meaningful working relationship. It's proven to be that way over the years. You guys don't mind if we just kind of move around OTAs a little bit, do you? In fact, we can eliminate OTAs or organized team activities. It's always been a little bit of a clunky phrase anyway. Let's just let's just blow off all of the spring off-season conditioning program and just integrate it into training camp.
Wait. But it's important to us that we're in the news all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bill, can you believe? Watch this. I'm going to totally make these players believe that we give a rat's blank about the news cycle. I'm going to lure them in, okay? And then we're going to get something that we really want. Now, I don't know if we really want to do that. I'm not. We want to keep the news cycle, unless you give us an 18th game.
Oh, so we need to sweeten the pot to move the goalpost.
Listen, if this is what you want to do, and you're going to be taking away from our net value,
you're right,
of our teams, because we're not going to be in the news cycle all the time.
Sure.
Guys, listen, we really don't care about this, do we? Come on. We want the 18th game.
Yeah.
You got to do that. And then you can have what you want to. If you want something, you got to give something in return.
Well, the 18th game's coming one way or the other.
It's
right.
Well, if this is what the NFLPA wants, this is the bargaining chip that has been handed to the owners on a gold platter. They didn't even have to do anything to get this. If the NFLPA really wants this, the owners are going to say, okay. And they're going to make up reasons why that they don't want it, but you know that they really, really do.
I haven't seen the structure for an 18 game.
There'd be two bye weeks.
That was my question. It would be two bye weeks. Obviously, there'd be increased revenue, some higher degree of revenue sharing. It would be good on some level for the NFLPA and its members, but so much for the whole thought of, you know, safety of players and things of that nature.
Wait, safety of players. We have a new kickoff system here. They're safe.
Which is we
agreed to that.
Which is pretty cool, by the way.
That's why we need this 18th game, because we agreed to that too.
I'm looking forward to seeing that play out.
So with that, coming up after the break, if you were a player, would you rather have 5.5 months off? Your team doesn't make the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay. You're off completely. January, February, March, April, May, and then go deep into June. That's 5.5 months. Or, are you okay with basically doing football for 6.5 months full? Which do you prefer? And what do you think the coaches prefer? That's next.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. A week from today, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Okay, so we're talking about this proposed change for off-season for the NFL. If you think about this logically, you can make the case. The NFL has the longest off-season of any major sport.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is really short. Baseball is maybe 4 months. This new proposal for the NFL would be 5.5 months off.
Yeah.
For hockey, it's shorter because they start basically October 1st. They have to be back practicing in September. The NBA essentially gets about another month.
Yep.
So the NBA only, you know, is the only one that rivals the NFL for time off. With that, what would you prefer if you were a player? Would you want 5.5 months off, knowing that you're going to find a way to probably keep yourself in shape? Or would you rather, you know, jam it all in starting for basically 7 months?
Yeah. I've never played anything as rigorous year after year as the NFL. So a lot would be dependent on how my body felt, and what my recovery was like. I'm the type that would probably like to be around the building a little. I don't like extended time off, because I think that your brain starts to atrophy. At least mine does. I'm not...
out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, kind of like that. It's like... and I think that this would be the main complaint of coaches. I think coaches like to have their guys around the building intermittently, so that they are getting installs, so they are sitting right in the classroom, so they are ingesting football.
What is Bo Nix going to be doing after this set of OTAs? I would think he's going to be spending time on iPad.
Well, I would think that will be, just having been around him a little bit, I would be stunned if it would be anything else.
So my point is instead of eating the sub sandwich in one bite, you're taking little bites at a time. I think that's what coaches would prefer.
I do too.
And I think, honestly, it would affect rookie development as well if they made this change. I think for an NFL player, from the ones that I have talked to,
especially veterans.
Right.
Right.
For the ones that I have talked to, it's the mental break that is just as important as the physical break. You're going for 7 full months. Now, how are they going to install this? Are they going to do 5-6 days a week as this ramp up, or are they going to do 4 days and you get a 3-day break?
Yeah.
How does that even look?
That's a good question. That is a really good question. There's different ways to construct a work week. It would be interesting to see how the ramp up would work. Because it would be a totally different way of doing things.
I'll tell you one thing that it would affect every NFL market that is dependent on having this news cycle when you have a crappy baseball team. Can you think of any markets like that? Oh, well, the Rockies have won 11 of their last 18.
They have, but I get your point. Although, is the football team any less crappy than the baseball team at this point?
The football team is actually statistically worse.
So, I mean, misery loves company in that regard.
But But let's be realistic about this as well. Most NFL cities, there is a news cycle for their NFL team because mm-hmm. they're out there every day.
Sure.
With us, we get fed a piece of chocolate cake, but it's left outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you get to peek your head inside for a day to see how the cake is made. And then they slam the door on you. So are we really getting a news cycle anyway?
Once
in a while.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of how much traction I have gotten from one day of access. And the answer is quite a bit.
Yeah, because you better make sure that
you
have that mindset. We got to compile stories.
Yes. And so every meaningful morsel of what I deem or our executive producer, Dave Althaus, deems as good sound will be used. Nothing will be left.
Well,
and we've done a pretty good job of that, really. I mean, heading towards Thursday when we get back out there again.
Here's my analogy. Picture a Thanksgiving turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When Mike Shanahan was here, Gary Kubiak was here, the list goes on and on and on of coaches that preceded Sean Payton. Sean Payton, well, with those other coaches, you got a fresh turkey every single day
mm-hmm.
during the offseason. You didn't have to cut that thing down to the carcass and scrape every piece of meat off the bone. Now we do, because you get one turkey a week.
Only for 3 weeks, though. That's okay.
You get one turkey.
I would prefer to have more access.
You would prefer to have a fresh turkey every day.
Yes, I would. Yes. You are absolutely right. Now, I might get a little bloated
yep.
with that.
Get tired because of the
stuffing.
The heavy gravy with the tryptophan.
The yeah. stuffing can get a little dry.
Yep.
But, you know, I would continue to consume and be happy for the protein because for what I do, which is mainly cover the Broncos, that's my sustenance. So I like it.
I think for NFL players looking at this, the stop and start, they get those mental breaks intermittently.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And they probably, now granted, they're used to it. Change is hard. When you want change, you have to fight for it, and you have to convince people this is a good thing.
And you got to give to get.
Right. And there's a routine that these players have. I mean, let's think about this logically. If you get knocked out in the playoffs, or if you get knocked out and you don't make the playoffs, you're off in January,
mm-hmm.
February,
right.
March.
Yep.
And pretty much all of April.
Yeah.
So you get 4 months off anyway.
I mean, how many other people? I mean, do you? How much do you need to clear your brain?
Four months? They get 4 full months off, and that's a good thing. I'm not criticizing
right.
it. Okay. Baseball players, whether they make the playoffs or not,
mm-hmm.
okay, if they don't, they get October, November, December, January. And
some of February, half of February,
maybe a week or two.
Yeah.
Because pitchers and catchers report.
Right. Exactly.
So they get the same off season as baseball players who play 162 games, not as physically taxing in terms of getting hit and injuries, but there is a mental strain
too. No question.
Playing 162
Absolutely.
games.
Absolutely.
So you get those 4 months off as players, and then you show up, what? Couple weeks out of the month for the next however many months, May and June, and then you're off another 5 weeks. That, to me, is spaced out pretty well.
It's not bad. It really isn't bad at all.
And you're mentally in the game, but mm-hmm. mentally you can walk away.
That's
from the
exactly
game.
Right. And the way that they do it now, people...
It stays in the news cycle.
Well, and people are seeing the OTAs... But remember, they've also done like 4 weeks of other lifting, speed work, conditioning, 3 weeks, I think it is, in their off-season program. So they do a lot of things behind closed where they're not talking at all.
I mean, the problem is with doing this ramp up, there is no rest anymore. You're pretty much going straight through.
Right.
So mentally, you got to be dialed in for 7 months, 6.5, 7 months. And when you do get injured, you know, you don't have time to really rest.
I just think it creates more grind.
Yeah.
Because even though if you take the time of grind in the system that we have currently, you can add to it because there are different periods where the grind starts to get at you a little bit. But you start in mid-June basically uploading from scratch in mid-June or thereabouts. I mean, maybe you do some things.
Here's one more
in the classroom earlier. I don't know.
Here is one more thing that has not been taken into account. And this just occurred to me, especially if you're practicing in Florida, Texas, California, the South. It's hot. Yes. It's the worst time to be practicing.
Not my favorite.
It's bad enough. Training camp in July.
Sure.
June, it's pretty smoking as well.
Yeah.
Just ask the people on the East Coast right now how muggy it is. Just ask. I talked to a friend of mine who lives in Florida yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
She said it's ghastly.
Totally.
Right. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll get into the Shiloh Sanders story in which he's been facing questions in court about his personal income and wealth. And this tennis legend lost in the first round at the French Open for the first time ever. That's coming up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports. Now while I still need you around, you don't hold me, we're not changing. Yeah, we just might feel good. I wanna push you around. Well, I will.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Tell you something weird. So I don't want to, I'm not name dropping here. A good friend of mine, Andy Zoden, who does a show here, fills in for David Hurlbutt, who follows us, joins David on the show. Andy has become friends with REO Speedwagon. And I don't want to, you know, blow the top off this and, you know, ruin the secret. And I am. I'll be the first one to admit it. I am. So Andy does a show with Mats Wilander. It's a very popular tennis podcast.
Yeah.
And he was at an event where REO Speedwagon was there.
Okay.
And Mats plays guitar. So he was playing with REO Speedwagon.
Cool.
And Andy has another opportunity to do an event, a fundraising event, actually. And he's joined my team, your fundraising team, for Auctioneers. And that's how I know about this. Andy is taking singing lessons right now. So when REO Speedwagon and Matt's and him are on the stage again.
Right.
Andy's ready to go. Good on him for that type of dedication.
No question. Get after it, man. Reinvent yourself.
Did I just speak out of school here?
No.
Or has he talked about it?
No, that's correct. Yeah.
Has he talked about it on these airwaves?
Not on these airwaves,
yeah,
but
well,
he is.
Eric has.
I know he's close with the REO Speedwagon guys.
Right.
So are they?
He has said that before.
Where are they based out of, REO Speedwagon?
Don't know. Bandimere?
It's not one of my favorite bands.
Oh, you had to go there.
No, I mean, it's just not my deal.
By the way, if you want to join us, you can do so on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Week from today, government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, Colorado football safety Shiloh Sanders has been facing questions in court about his personal income and wealth after he filed for bankruptcy last October with more than $11 million in debt. The debt stems primarily from what a court in Texas says he owes to a security guard at his former school, a man who claims Sanders assaulted him in 2015 and gave him severe and permanent injuries. What do you think about this Shiloh Sanders facing a legal mess after filing for bankruptcy?
Hits keep coming.
Wait a minute. Didn't Shiloh and Shadur buy daddy a house? Oh, wait a minute. That was a photo op. My bad. They never bought the house. Oh, and those cars those boys drive around? Those are leased for a very short amount of time so they can get the photo op. Grifters. That's what they are. They show you one thing, but it's really not there.
Better show me some wins this fall.
Yep. And oh, by the way, let's briefly touch on that.
Picked 11th in the Big 12 by CBS Sportsline, who has designated Kansas State and Utah as the teams to beat. Colorado 11th out of 14 teams. I think their odds are plus 4,000, something like that,
yeah,
to win the Big 12. Right.
Good value bet.
Nah,
it's a value bet.
A value bet.
Right.
Put $30 on the Buffs to win the Big 12.
Why not, right? Yeah, I mean, throw it down there.
And after they win a couple, maybe we can cash out.
Ah, well, listen to Alex.
But wait a minute. But wait a minute. Who's their opening game against? And you are not so sure the Buffs are going to roll in this one.
North Dakota State is not a gimme. Let me just, why in the world they are playing North Dakota State?
Sounds nuts, doesn't it?
It is not a good scheduling move. That team will be playing with their hair on fire. And let me tell you something. I don't care about the level of play. Early in the season, when those guys are all healthy, that is a much tougher out than the middle of the season playing them when they're all banged up, because they've got guys. Just go check NFL rosters and see how many guys from North Dakota State are in the league. It might surprise you.
This will come,
dangerous game.
This will come down to great talent against a veteran team.
Yes, that will be very well coached, etc. Dangerous.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk into any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. You want to redesign your entire kitchen, they have a staff that can help you there. If you want high-end products at lower prices, check out their clearance center called Scratch and Ding Stuff. It's got a little scratch. We'll knock off $500. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me. You know why it's a good deal to me? Because I went through on a deal like that. as did you.
Yep.
And I love what we have. Absolutely love it.
My clothes get really clean.
Right.
I just don't even worry about that little scratch on the side.
You don't have scratches, yet you can't get out the mustard stains on your kids' t-shirts.
Yes.
Mount Eye Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break. Well, interesting article that I read, and I think I want to get into this. Yardbarker.com has an article titled AFC's Worst Offensive Moves. We're going to touch on the one that they said about the Broncos. And why would we be talking about the Jets? That's next. I'm just another heart in need of rescue.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.